Welcome to the September Living Show. I'm Gary B.
And I'm Terry D.
This is the show for us 50 plus and baby boomers, for active seniors and the not so active as well.
And for you younger caregiving heroes and family decision makers out there too, get the answers you need. Enjoy great guests, including authors, national experts on travel, shopping, aging in place, health and fitness,
family, finance, legal issues, veterans, the economy, home and garden, and sports. Hey, we always have fun covering topics of the past, present, and future.
We are here for you to have fun, but also be helpful as we can in addressing your personal and family concerns.
September Living, the fun, informational resource you can trust. We're happy to have you with us today. Sit back and enjoy the September Living Show.
Gary B., great to see you.
Oh, it's always great to be seen. I'm telling you, the individuals out there, our listeners, need to kick back, get a nice little drink, maybe with an umbrella in it, and just kind of close your eyes, because we're going to take you back. We're going to take you back into—remember albums? Remember they had vinyl albums?
LPs. Wait, should they kick back in a beanbag chair
could,
or something?
In a beanbag, you know, like far out. I mean, today's show is going to be so cool. We have Jim Davidson, and he is the host of an oldies music show.
Oh,
Terry
very
D.
cool. Huh? Very cool.
And we're just going to bring it back. I'm 64. You're a little younger than I, but we're going to kind of kick back and talk about the old times, the top 40, the what was happening out there, Wolfman Jack, you know, all these different things. So it's going to be a lot of fun speaking with that. And naturally, we're going to be having Samantha with Sunnyside Up, along with Ellen.
Ellen Breslau, grandparents.com.
Grandparents.com. So a lot going on
yes.
in this show. Why don't you bring on the first guest?
Busy, busy. Well, we just happen to have with us Jim Davidson. Jim Davidson is the co-host of Oldies Music Show, Those Records, Those Memories. Jim, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing, Jerry or Gary and Terry? Great radio names.
Ah, thank you, thank you. easy to remember, aren't they?
Actually, it's Terry D as in David and Gary B as in boy. So there you go. Now, Jim, on when you have your show, you don't go on. Hey, this is Jim Davidson. You have a name on the radio?
Yes, I've been Jeff Knight for about 37 years, and actually, I've always been on the other side of the mic until about 5 years ago. And I decided to put this great show together called Those Records, Those Memories, where every week we just bring back those 45s and albums that people don't hear anymore, like Western Union by the Five Americans, White Plains.
I'm sorry.
I've been doing Love as Well then by the White Plains. And, you know, I Want to Get Next to You by Rolls Royce, but then we also throw in those from the 50s and 60s, like the Orlans and Don't Hang Up. And, you know, great songs like that that Please Mr. DJ and songs that people don't hear anymore. But every week we also have a great guest on our show. And over the last few years we've had, I mean, every week we have a different guest, like Lenny Welsh, Bobby Rydell, Luke Christie, Herb Cox of the Cleftones. We've had Walt Maddox of the Marcells, Mike Raven of the Five Americans, the Dubs, Gary Puckett, Tommy James, and, you know, Sweet Inspiration. And this week we have three more interviews with Jay Black, the Crystals, and Mel Carter coming up this Saturday. So we pre-record our interviews, we edit, and then insert them into our one-hour show called Those Records, Those Memories.
I got to say this, Gary B., I know this is a cliche, and it's been said a lot before, but, you know, you often hear this term, you know, they don't make this like they used to, or they, mm-hmm. you know, but, you know, the music just isn't like it used to be.
No, it's not, and maybe that's good. You know, you're getting a little variety in here, but Jim Davidson is going to walk us down memory lane here. And Jim, first of all, what made you get involved with this crazy radio industry? I mean, if it's like Terry D and myself, Gary B, we have a great face for radio, so that's why we're doing radio. But what made you get involved with the oldie show?
You know, growing up in Cleveland, Ohio, it was a great spot for hit makers back then. We had people like Bill Randall. If Bill Randall played your record, he was a 500-pound gorilla. And if he played your song here in Cleveland, you were a national market hit. Like, he was the one to break in the Four Lads and Pat Boone. And he brought Elvis Presley to Cleveland with Bill Haley and the Comets, Pat Boone.
Wow.
Elvis Presley played here for the first time in 55. That was the first show east of the Mississippi. And Elvis had asked Bill Randall to be his manager, and he turned it down because he loved doing radio here in Cleveland as well as CBS on the weekends up in New York. But, you know, listening to Bill Randall and Joe Fine and Captain Carl Reese, you know, we had so many disc jockeys come out of Cleveland that made their way out to Chicago and down in Florida. And Cleveland was a big radio spot back then. And when I was 9 years old, I was sitting on the front porch, and my mom just happened to give me this little box. I opened up, and there was a transistor radio, AM radio. But you know what, guys? What's funny is I listened to 800 CKLW, then I would tune up to 850 WJW and go up to 1100 where it was WKYC and so on. So I pictured in my mind all these radio stations on my dial were in one building next to each other, going down a hallway, and that's the way I always thought it was as a kid.
Yeah.
And then somebody joked around later and said, oh, yeah, it turned into Clear Channel later on. But the thing is, I was always fascinated that this little box was picking up the stuff through the air, and you were able to hear these jingles back then. And I found myself calling radio stations like the Big 1220, WGAR, or WOWO out in Indiana, or KDK Pittsburgh, WLS at night, and 89 in Chicago.
Chicago.
And talking to these jocks and asking them, can you play me a song? And then next thing I knew, you know, people on Wixie 1260 here in Cleveland, which was a powerhouse, people would call them up and say, hey, my friend's got a birthday. Can you play a song for him? Or, you know, can I do a dedication to my friend or to my wife? But that's when jocks talked to the listeners, and the listeners grew up with those disc jockeys. They felt comfortable listening to them on the way to work. You listen to them on your way home. You know, they were your friend. There was somebody there to actually talk to. There was, you know, no computers
right.
or nothing.
Right.
And it was just a time in radio. I think after the 70s, early 80s, it sort of faded away towards the automation.
Right. We're speaking with Jim Davidson. He hosts the Oldies Music Show. And for those of you who may not know Jim Davidson, how about Jeff Knight? Those records, those memories. So I know the individuals out there in September Living, a lot of those individuals, Jim, that you're mentioning, you know, they just, again, your mind just starts going back to those days when we were driving our two-door 57 Chevy and, you know, just having a blast driving through Steak and Shakes. You may not have had a Steak and Shake in your neck of the woods, but that's the drive. We were cruising back in those days.
And there's actually a man who's big boy here.
Ah, big boys. Yeah, I have a lot of family in Cincinnati, so I know what you're saying with the big boys with that big statue out in the front. We used to get our picture taken with that all the time. I thought that was so cool. But your show, what is your, you've been in the industry for almost four decades there, Jim. What is your favorite as far as the oldies go?
I would have to say the mid-50s, the 60s, I mean, that transition there, the music was awesome. You had that rock and roll, rockabilly, R&B. Everything was like mixed together like what Alan Freed did back then in 52 to 56 while he was here in Cleveland. And that time period, the songs that came out by Chuck Berry and Chubby Checker, Fats Domino, Lou Christie, and moving up through the 60s with Gary Puckett and Tommy James, and then the hippie songs that came out, you know, with Joan Baez and Buffalo Springfield and all that. That was just a great time period. And then you throw in the Beatles in there and the Four Seasons and, you know, Leslie Gore. That was just a great music period where you understood the music.
Yeah. You're right. You understood it because a lot of times you don't understand what they're saying. What did I say? I sound like an old person now, don't I, Terry D?
Well, you know, is Jim throws that out, but he's right. It just, I think about that. I think about that music, and I still to this day I listen to that. Of course, you know, it takes you back to those times. You know, good times, good memories.
Of yesteryear.
Well, but it's still, it's good music. It's still, you know, music I enjoy.
Yeah.
And what's sad is the industry. They tell the people that there's 50-year-olds plus that don't want to hear. They don't want to hear jocks on there, but. You know, working with Norm Knight at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 13 years and playing the music of the 50s and 60s, you would not believe the phone calls, the emails, the faxes we got in. And it's too bad that corporate actually tells you what America wants to hear, and yet there's still a ton of people out there that would love to hear AM radio playing 50s and 60s.
Yeah, and you're right, Jim, when they talk about that, they don't want to hear the jocks. But the jocks, when they have the oldie show here, talk a little bit about what that music was about. Did you know this song was about this or that song was about that? And this guy wrote this song when he was here or there. You know, they give a lot more information. But on the other side of the break, Jim, we want to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and record shops. We talked about albums. They're coming back, Terry D. The LPs are coming back. And Jim Davidson is going to talk a lot more to us concerning that. Again, Jim Davidson is the host of the Oldies Music Show. Those records, those memories, and his name on the radio is Jeff Knight. I liked it. We'll have to ask him where he came up.
I like that. That's a cool name.
It is a cool name. That's Terry D. I'm Gary B. You're listening to September Living, and we're going to throw it right now to Miss Ellen.
Grandparents.com.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me, as always. So, know what I'm thinking about this week? Back pain. Everyone suffers from back pain. At the moment, walking around, if you ask people, at least 20% of people have back pain right now. 40% have had back pain in the past couple of weeks. 80% of people have had it in their lifetime. We all suffer from this. And there are surprising reasons your back is hurting you. What's the first one? Smoking. We know smoking's bad anyway, right? Not good for your health. But you know what smoking also does? It decreases the blood supply to the discs in your back, and it can make them hurt. It sort of prematurely ages them. Another study says that smoking actually affects the way that your brain responds to pain, and so it makes you less able to tolerate pain. So if you're smoking, get rid of it. It might help alleviate your back pain. Diet. We all know that being overweight, right, puts more pressure on your back, but there's a study that says that people who are overweight are 4 times at greater risk of having lower back pain, but if you do just 20 minutes of light exercise, like walking, you can really reduce the pain by like 32%. Amazing. And another part about your diet, sugar, don't eat sugar, causes inflammation and makes your body, create more pain. Something else, your handbag, it's too heavy, it's putting pressure on your shoulder, your back, that's a problem. You know what else? Your cell phone. You might be holding it between your ear and your neck. It's creating like a weird posture for you, and it can create your back pain. So you know what? Wear a headset instead. And when you're texting, don't look down when you're texting because that can strain your neck. Sort of put your phone out in front of you. And the last thing is, well, there are a million, but the last thing is your mattress. If you have a soft mattress, get rid of it. You want a medium firm because the soft one makes is uneven and can make your weight uneven. Okay, that's it. Thanks, all. Bye-bye.